Okay. L'schus l'fu shleima shel Rav Ze'ev Yaakov Moshe Ben Chaya. Come in. Okay. What I'd like to do this evening is to connect Avelis and Kfura, or see if they are connected or not connected. And the truth is, I've decided, you know, to there was a lot more that I want to talk about. I'm going to limit it because I want to explain it well, and I don't want to do something that you won't understand. So let's just let's try to do less and try to understand. Okay. So the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Avel, in the Pirut HaMitzvos, writes the following. And it's a little different than what he normally does. Aleph, Lehisabel al HaKoyvim. Stop there, that's okay, correct? Vafilu Kayin Mistame al HaKoyvim. That's also correct. The question is the mitzvah Avelus and how Tumah interrelates with Avelus. Okay. But the Shum and the Avelus. Okay, Beseder. Then he says, in the Piyut HaMitzvahs, the Ein Odom Misabel al Harugei Bezdin. It's like coming from left field. What's to do with Piyut HaMitzvahs? And because of the Shtikl Teira, the Eiro Misabel Harugei Bezdin, Lefizeh Kolalti Hilchos Elu, that means why is Hilchos Avel in Sefer Shoftim? He has to explain himself. Ulefizeh Kolalti Hilchos Elu B'Sefer Zeh Shehein me'ein kvura b'yoyim hamisa she mitzvah sase shehi shehein these halacha kolalti hilchis elu b'sefezeh shehein me'ein kvura b'yoyim misa she mitzvah sase. Okay. So just an aside, I didn't expect to talk about this. Okay. But, you know, forgetting about what he says and what, you know, he's setting up some relationship between Kvura and Avelus, which we'll have to investigate, okay? But even if you accept the relationship, why is that a reason to be in Sefer Shoftim? Okay? So really, I think what he's saying is he says in his introduction to Sefer Mitzvos, he says something amazing, okay? Basically, Sefer Mitzvos is Akdomat Mishneh Torah, okay? So he says, ולכן ראיסי שעקתם לפני החיבו שזכרתי מימו והוא הספר הזה שאוויה בוי מניין המצויס ואיך ראוי שימנו ואובי ראי על זה מקסובי התרה ממאמוי החכומים בפירושיהם. This is only the psukim, and it's only the Pirush HaMekubal from the Matiki HaShmua. Okay. The Aktim Shuashim Shurim Lismoch Aleim B'Misba Mitzvahs. That's Beseder. That's the Shuashim over here. Ukis Amis Misporam B'May Mazeh. Beraya Mbueres ain't Suffolk Bo Oz Yisbael Mishikano Tos. Okay, so he's saying from this you understand everything, okay? What mitzvah should be in the minyan and what mitzvah should not. Then he says, Maybe it's before. Sorry. One second. He says like this. It's even before. B'kashir kavanosi b'dati atachlis azeis samti machshavti b'eze ponim achalek achibo u'sh'orov. Eich roi shiyye im achalkenu k'moy chiluk ha-mishne v'yaspik li dalkoi. O, achalken kreu chilik ache v'aktim v'ache lefima shi'chai v'iyun shehu ha'yoyse roi v'ayoyse nekel l'lmoy. In other words, if it should be something which has some rhyme and reason which will help a person have a clear order of things, which is a logical way of a pedagogical approach to teach things. V'nirali sh'atev sh'tia Chalukoso Shiusam Hilchois Mokoim Hamasechtis Mehamishnah Achim by Hilchosuka, Vilchos Lulov, Hilchos Twillin, Gurumzuzi Hilchositzis. Okay, that's Mesedah. Vuhumavua Kibiyoisa Chaluka Cain Shamitsu Achas Im Osa Olois Imase Loisase. Ainu oil chalek dineo b'shnei klolim, avo kol ma sheitztarach bo min achaluki yeh b'pokim shebi'oisa klal. So the kids says the halachas are ending up explaining the mitzvahs. U'pomim yeh b'klal ho echod mispo mitzvahs, im b'avu sheyeh lohem inyin echod, sheichlom o sheyeh mitzvahs rabbas b'kamon ha'achas. V'oim m'derech mosh, k'anik sh'rabba vod ha'zorah, ask you, bizarre claw, look at some of the Zohar, and all the mitzvahs rabbis, maces, madiach, ma vila moirich, bisna bishem of the Zohar, buchle. Ki elu mitzvahs lehem in echod yichlom, vuhu shehem dvorm shenesu hakavosam, whatever. And he says, but es na zayin ha mechir, whatever. Vibene zayis hakavona, gam ken rishu roi, shosim tchilu, psichos ha-sefa, mispa mitzvahs kulam. It's the important line. I say v'leisuse. Ad shetovu chalukas ha-seifa al klolom v'lo timole mitzvah lo tishneshalim v'lo shelo nashlim hadibo b'dineho im b'prat k'moy suka v'lula v'tzitzis v'tfilin. B'kitzi is by the mesad of the seifa l'fi mitzvahs. That is the way that he does it. That's the way he knows that everything's there. So since he has in Sefer Shaftim the mitzvah of Kvura, and since the mitzvah of Ve'elus is Me'ena Kvura, but to a mitzvah, therefore he put Ve'elus over here. It's only because Avedus is a mitzvah and Kfur is a mitzvah that therefore it's here, and that's why he explains in the Protein mitzvahs. Let's read it again. Now you understand. Okay, say that. I didn't say anything. That does up there, right? He says, "Ulfi zeh kolalti hilchos elu, the hilchos ovil, b'seifa zeh shehein me'en kvua b'yoyim misa shehi mitzvah aseh." So it's a seder in mitzvahs, and the logical thing is, and since there's something, the mitzvahs are intertwined, therefore it should be in sefer shoftim. Okay? Correct? So the question is, what we're going to have to do is understand the relationship between the two, but that's what it's all based on. Correct? Now let's continue. So that's the beginning, so that's a very important thing. That's what he's doing, he's trying to explain the seder. Okay? And because it's based on the other shtickel Torah, that the ganze Seder is a shtickel Torah in Minyan HaMitzvahs, and the whole Mishneh Torah is safe from.
So Kfura is rightfully placed in Sefer Shoftim.
Why? Because Kfura.
Kfura has to do with.
It's in Hilchos Sanhedrin.
And then Avelis really has nothing to do
with Sanhedrin, nothing to do with the whole Sefer Shoftim. But the reason why it's here, because there's some relationship between Kfura and the Mitzvah Avelus, and the Seder of Mishneh Torah is a Seder of Mitzvahs, and that's what's going on. And that's what I explained to you, that the Mishneh Torah, that's what I explained to you once, I said a whole Shira, that's what the Gemara Eilim is talking about, or that the Mishneh Torah is a reenactment of the Mesirah of Ketzah Seder Mishnah. The Kilu, this is the Mesirah of Tayag Mitzvahs, and the understanding of them. And that's what Mishneh Torah set up in order to reenact that. And that's why it's the Fi Seder Mitzvahs, and that's why the whole Minyan HaMitzvahs and the whole Seder Mitzvahs is very important before you start, and that's what Allah is all about. And that's what we're talking about. And that's what it's all about. Since Kvur is a mitzvah, and Aveh is a mitzvah, that's right. We say that? And everything comes down to, and that's why he starts, a tale of a mitzvah, and this is a reenactment of what he's trying to do, what he really did, that doesn't say over there, he says, should it be written like the Mishnah, or written like this? He's really trying to reenact what the original Messiah was, of mitzvahs, and the understanding of the mitzvahs. Okay? And that's what he says. In the Pirush Mishnayos, that what the Rebbeinu Shalom did was there was a writing of the Torah Shebiksav, not the Torah Megillah, it's nothing to do with the Machlikis of Torah Megillah Megillah Nitno, or Torah Tchsuma Nitno, that all the Nusach of all the Tayag Mitzvahs were given and written down, and Baal Peh was given over the Hilchos Talmud Torah, how to understand each mitzvah. And that was to say that Keter Seder Mishnah, and that's what Mishneh Torah is all about. Seder? I said a lot in just a few sentences, but you know, Idach Zil Gmir, we'll talk about it, but that L'chere is the Seder over here. Okay? So there's many different shurim, but you know, there's a short synopsis to get going. So that's what he says. Shehi because the Seder is a Seder for mitzvahs. That's what he said. Mitzvah minyan echod, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, therefore, is one klal. See, it's not minyan echod, but it's me'ain. It's enough that it should be in Sefer Shoftim, but it's not a reason it should be Hilchos Sanhedrin. Okay? Now, next. Now, let's just test this and see what exactly happens, okay? So, L'chera, you would expect there should be some relationship between Kvura and the Mitzvah Avelus, correct? Mitzvah Sasei Reish Lamed Aleph. Atzivui shenitztavinu likbor harugei beistin b'yoyim harigosom. V'omro yisale ki sokovo tikborenu b'yoyim ahu. Otomitzis harugei beistin, correct? V'loshin sifri ki kovo tikborenu mitzasei. So, since the Matik Yashmu said it's a mitzvah say, that was the Mesera, that's Chamitzah. V'kach hu adin b'shar ha-meisim. Kloima, she'ikov ha-kol meis mi-Yisrael b'yoy meisei. So, k'fu ha-shim b'yoy meisei. Slav dafka l'ugi bezdin, but it's v'kach adin b'shar ha-meisim. That's okay. Here comes the problem. Ulefikoch kirim es hameis she'eno mishi es asik bikfuosei meis mitzvah. Okay? So if I would ask you a question, what is the word meis mitzvah called? Why is it called a meis mitzvah? See what he said, you know, from chesed, you have to be involved with him, you know, whatever. He says, meis mitzvah means that it's an everyone to do the mitzvah kvur. Meis, he's being a guy and he's saying pshat. This is not a shtickle tailor to say droshes. That's not what the pshat in Sefer Mitzvahs is. Correct? He's trying to explain what's the mitzvah kvur? He's trying to be raya that not only the Sifri says that it's a mitzvah say, but the Loshen of the Chachmei HaMatiki HaShmua, who called something meis mitzvah, otot the mitzvah kvur. Okay? That's amazing, correct? Okay? That's what he says. Okay? You can challenge me, but I think that's what he says. Now let's go further. Lefika kirin es ameis she'eno mishi es asik b'kfuroi meis mitzvah, because then the mitzvah is mutal, or the mitzvah's kvura is mutal on kol echod v'echod she'eno mishi es asik b'kfuroi. In yonoi hameis she'mitzvah al kol echod l'kovroi lefishom yisal kovroi ki kovroi tikbureno. Or that the meis mitzvah is the mitzvah from Kovo Tikbareno. Okay. Before I say anything, okay, let me just ask you a question. Okay. If I were to tell you that the person who's keeping the meis mitzvah has to sit shiva on this meis mitzvah, you would say that I need help. Okay? Because it's top. It's coming to school, correct? So I ask you, if the mitzvah kvura is in Kol Echa Yisrael and Lav Daf and Kriven, and that's the author of the mitzvah kvura, it's l'chayra apiori. There's no relationship between the mitzvah kvura and anything to do with Avelos. Okay.
Is it implying that a non-meis mitzvah, the chayv kvura is only on the korban?
I assume so. I assume so. He says, "Kikov v'gad mitzvah sevi kachu adin b'shar meis and kol b'shikvo kol meis miYisrael b'yom meisai." I don't know that, but I do know that she'ein lo mishi is asik b'kvura asai. It's because the kravim, I don't know if the mitzvah is on the kravim or yesh mishis asik b'kfurasa. Okay, we don't know. You might even say that it's not. Right? You can imagine, because it's say otot, it's you need the mitzvah is the mitzvah kfur, and that's meis mitzvah. Meis mitzvah is that otot everyone because it don't happen. But if you have, it's not. It could be the mitzvah is on Klal Yisrael. But the fact that someone to misasik and patas everyone else. But if there's no one to misasik, then you have it. Correct? Because you look at the law, she doesn't stress kravim at all. We don't know anything, correct? It's even better if he's not stressing kravim. And it's only that basically everyone kaisos mechuyv and kfura from every mace. It's just yesh lo mis yisasik boy, so I'm potter. We don't want to, you know, I have to get involved in everything. I get involved in things that I'm needed for. And mace mitzvah I'm needed. Correct? So if I ask the apriori, does kfura really do what avails? See, the answer should be, what?
Well, from here, obviously, there's no connection.
Absolutely no connection. Absolutely no connection. So what's that I'm talking about? Meina kfura. So what's going on, okay? It's a good kasha. First, I did only two things, okay? First I did was read. I didn't do anything. I read two things. I read the Akdoma, the Prote HaMitzvos in Hilchos Ovel, and I tried to understand what the words say, and I think I was somewhat successful. And then I opened up and read Mitzvah Reish Lamed Aleph. Correct? Are we Beseda so far? Okay. That's Beseda. I said, Daphne Lalan, no? If I'd say something else, Daphne Lalan, I said, correct? Now, next step, correct? I'm going very slow because I want it to be so clear that, you know, I say that's what it is. It is what it is, okay? Did I say anything I shouldn't have said so far? And the chur is no other way to go, correct? Now, next. My thesis over here, just get you into it, is suggests that the Rambam Mishneh Torah has a whole different approach to the whole issue of Minyan HaMitzvah, the whole issue of Kfura, and because of that, he can say what he says and say this whole Shtickle Torah about the Seder. But if its approach would have been that of Sefer HaMitzvos, where every mess in the world, everyone's mechuyev, but it just that the fact is yesh bo misis asik is potter, then there's no relationship bechlal between kfura and avelus, and the whole discussion is completely off the wall. That's the thesis. And if the Rambam Mishneh Torah has a different approach, and because of his different approach, he can say what he says. Okay, next step. Now I have to prove it. Okay, but you see, one second. You see, you could just come and say, like Thomas Shiva says, oh, okay, because the kasha is difficult kasha. So what's the logical conclusion? Does it does? Okay, I'm not saying that. I'm saying the evidence points to that. But if I don't have an independent proof to show me that that's what I would have said, you see, the strength of a shtickel Torah is only in as much as I would have said the answer that I said independent of the hechach that I have and independently verified, and I would have said this anyway and happens to answer this kasha also. But if I'm only saying it because I have a problem, it's not worth that much. Okay, because it may be that I don't know the answer. I'm saying because I think that this is the only answer. Maybe it must be. That's a little bit off. That's really narcissism. I don't know if it's learning. Okay, because you know I have so much respect for my mind. Okay, now let's see if we can do it. Okay, and if I don't do it, just throw something. I'm not trying to do anything. I want to know independently. I would have said this to Mishneh Torah independent of the problem. Okay? Open up a Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Ovel Halacha Ches. Shok the Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Ovel Halacha Ches here's one of them. Kohen shepoga b'meis mitzvot b'derech harize mitameloi. A few kohen gadol chayev litameloi l'koivre. Ve'ezel meis mitzvah. Echo Israel show you mushloch b'derech v'ein loy koivin. Koivin, right? So I said, so what would you said? Kachi mitzvah say! Oh, dot mitzvah, meis mitzvah, correct? That's what you should have said, correct? That's a, if you were finishing the sentence the way he says it in Sefer Mitzvah, that's the way the sentence should have been finished, correct? Sokta Rambam, Dova ze halocha bipia kabola. That the fact that the kohen is matame, or that the person has to go, and the fact that it's called a meis mitzvah, and the fact that misasig is dover ze halacha mipi akabola. We don't even know in the Rambam Mishneh Torah where the kfuah of a meis mitzvah is part of the mitzvah kfuah. We don't know anything. We know that there was a separate mesera that the kohen had to matama with it, because dachta mitzvah kvur, you don't need anything. Dover ze halacha pia kabbalah. So it could be fakert. The Ram was bothered. What b'chal is the whole head from kohen? What is this whole issue of meis mitzvah? And he has a whole different explanation. So if meis mitzvah is only halacha b'kabbalah, so then maybe the mitzvah kvura, it's not that the mitzvah kvura is basically meis mitzvah, and the reason why kriven misasek is because then it's not mutar, because yesh mishis asek boy, or thought the etzim mitzvah was said in kriven, or because mitzvah kvura and mitzvah avelus are kilu kshurim zeh bezeh. So he was, hey, what's meis mitzvah? Halacha b'piya kabbalah. And it's the Rambam has to have an explanation. Okay. If it's correct, you know, it's independent of the question. You know, if you look at this, forgetting about the question, you look at the way he talks about Mishneh Torah, and you look at mitzvah say reish lam and aleph, you ask yourself, what's going on over here? Because someone, this the person who wrote Mitzvah Sei Resh Laman Aleph should not have written Perek Gimel Loch Ches in this fashion. So I'm only saying is the same person who wrote Perek Gimel Loch Ches in the fashion that he wrote it, that offhand Mace Mitzvah has nothing to do with Mitzvah's Kavua, also is Masada, the beginning of Hilchos Ovel, and said what he said. So the Maisa is, I didn't say anything. I said a lot. Okay? Even if I didn't say anything more, these tidbits and the way I put it together, I think an amazing story. Okay, next. Can we go on? Correct? You know, isn't it correct? Just be honest. Forget Il Tosa. In other words, if I'd ask you, if you wrote Resh Lamed Aleph, how you'd explain Meis Mitzvah, would you have said that Dovah Zeh Halacha B'Piya Kabbalah? I don't know if you would have done that.
This is the only...
You keep saying Kavar, keep parent.
That's it!
This is it!
Here he said Kavar, keep parent over and over again.
Where?
In the Resh Lamed Aleph. He doesn't talk about him, so it's blatant what you're saying.
Yeah.
He should have said Kavarti Pareno.
I understand that.
It's not the same.
Correct. Isn't it amazing? So you see, that's what I'm trying to tell you. The strength of a shtickle is...
And he says, Kol Adam, even the coin is included.
You can't, right.
Kavarti Pareno.
Right.
It's a whole different world.
Right, right. So it's not like ki'ilu I had a kasha, and I said mohecha kasha. But if we pointed these two things out, independent of the problem, you also would have said this. So the statement, that's all I'm saying. I didn't say anything. Okay, next. That's, I decided tonight we're going to go very, very slow, but it's going to be so obvious that he didn't say anything. I could have said, you know, la, la, la. You know, it's obvious, correct?
You say that was a halacha in the Kabbalah, just talking about that the Kohen's mistami?
I don't know. I don't know if it's the whole Meis Mitzvah. I don't know. You don't go further. We don't know anything. Could be the mitzvah itself is halacha, but we don't know how far the Rambam goes. Whatever it is, that's speculation. It could be even going very far, okay? But we do know that a person who wrote Reish Lamed Aleph would not have written Perek Gimel Ches in the way that it's written, okay? It's a very different state, because Meis Mitzvah there is doch the Mitzvah of Kovot Tikbureno. And here he's saying, Anu Alachim Pia Kabbalah. It could be the whole Kfura of Meis Mitzvah Alachim Pia Kabbalah. Say that. Next step.
So we want to see what the Rambam Mishnah Torah holds about the mitzvah kfura. That's what we want to see.
Yeah. So the chayyim, what he does, told mitzvah kfura, that it's a whole different approach to sefer than sefer mitzvahs. That's the point.
Where does he talk about it?
Mitzvah kfura talks about in Hilchos Sanhedrin. If you have the thing, we'll see. Now, so if he's saying she kolalti me'ein kfur b'yoyim ha'misa she mitzvah say, l'chay you'd have said that the reason why the mitzvah kfur is on the krevim is because it goes together with avelos. And the tumas kain is yisasek b'kfur, and then it all makes sense. And then, however, when there's a separate din, alochem per kabbalah, there's no avelus. What should be tuma? Because tuma is only an expression of avelus. Then you need alochem per kabbalah. Correct.
So when the Kohen Korev Mistam is a whole different dinim and the Kohen Meis Mitzvah. It's two different sources, two different dinim.
Okay. That's Halacha Pia Kabbalah. Like a whole, you know, you see the problem is if you wouldn't have been sensitive, you don't know Reish Lamed Aleph, you don't know this, you don't know that. You know, I ask you, all I do is I ask, I don't say anything. Knowing Reish Lamed Aleph, this is the way you would have written it. And you're the first person, you'd be certainly clear that that's not what you should have done. Okay. Okay, next. Continue. Okay, next. Now. So once you say that, Dosh Teit Rambo. The fizek chalalti, and it's like a fiz seidah mitzvahs, and the mitzvahs kvura, and after the mitzvah veilus go hand in hand. So the Rav then went a step further. The Rav, I think, interpreted, or the fizek chalalti, hilchus eilu, b'seif azeh, she'im en kvura, b'yoy misa, she'im mitzvah say, it's not only there's a keshev between the two things, but there is an element of kfura which is kiyum avelus. Which you didn't have to say, but maybe it's true. And then the Lefi Zeh makes a lot more sense. And that's why he's going out of his way and he adds Me'en Kfura B'yom Misa, because the Mitzavelis is only with Kfura B'yom Misa. As Eivish Teitin Ram in Perik Aleph of Hilchos Ovah. So it means the mitzvah kvura is b'yom ha-misa, and the mitzvahs avelus is b'yom ha-misa. And that's the gvalt chiddush over here, that nahalugi bezdin, there's no avelus, and there is kvura. It's an amazing thing. There's no Yurav Nugi Avelus by Haugi Bezin. So, I think that's why why he wanted to learn Rambam, that the Avelus believe our misaininin is takakim avelus. Even though you don't have avelus lepoel, when you have new avelus, there is some kim avelus, and that's what's happening who he best. I mean, okay, you have to evaluate that. But see, the question is, how clear is the relationship? Because it's only that in certain situations there's a relationship, or kfura per se, the mitzvah kfura has to do with the mitzvah avelus. Ramban in his Hasoga to Mitzlis Sikuf Samach Gimel, Hasoga Mitzlis Sikuf Samach Gimel, he says the following: Shilei Rotza Yisrael, you have it. Sheitame hakohanim v'yetzu min hamikdash b'yom rishon lekohunasa v'chein lo yirotze b'priyas roshom b'priyas begeyim. What's going on exactly in the Mishkan? In the first day they made Shivat Yemeyim. Then it says something, a very strange lashon. Lo yhushu klal Bidovo mikol divi avho avelus elo ba'aninus. What's it mean elo? The words don't make any sense. What means the hushu? They were not allowed to do anything in avelus but aninus. Does that mean that aninus is part of avelus? But it's not the whole thing, and that's all they were allowed. And Aninus is Taka Akium and Avelus. If that's correct, that's very important. She'ain Aninus, Ella believe. The question is that just a discussion about a person's feelings that Shastak for? Avelus b'leiv is a kiyum, and we allow that in Aaron, in the whatever, in the Shivas Me'am and Liyam. And maybe because it says also by Arugi Bezdin that they're not misablim, but they're einanim. And also the same thing by them. So it means when you say something, you say mikol divrei avelus. So I mean the many chalokim, and one chelik of called divrei avelus is called aninus, but it's a chelik from avelus. Okay, it's amazing if it's true. Okay.
Is something you said? The Ramban.
Ramban. That's what it says. Kuf Samach Gimel. Ramban Kuf Samach Gimel. Nasogus. Okay. It could be, if you look in Teresa Odom, I understand the line. He says, "Vani Toma, Tamea, Heich Lomdo Agrinim Avelis Medina Nimus." What's the top? Valo Izmano Shoze, like Izmano Shoze. Meis Mutelfono, Oinen, Dvar Teira, Vizeika Ninus. Vyes Izman, Eno Misabo, Midivitavin, the Bisafer. Nikba Meis, Misabo, Lop. Still needs to continue. I don't know what he wants exactly, but okay, we say that. The veil is not before. We say that. Veheich tolo agrinim zichrinim levoch atzmon bezeh shekos vachris kiyimar leinyan avelus. Okay, that's the kasha. Listen to what he says. Listen to the words. Harei. Shemais b'yom rishon v'nikv b'yom sheni harekan aninus dvar teira v'achrisik yomar v'ein kan avelis klal al divreim v'eichnu mze mize. Okay. So until this point, everything's okay. The next line is the amazing line. Zot Ramban. Elishma minor, what you conclude from all this, according to the Gainim? She'ein! Or what you include in general, or not like the Gainim, whatever it is. She'ein muriris, she'o v'achrisa k'yemar ele b'leiv. That's what Bachis Yomar is. Klal, Lehushu Klal, Bedobo, Mikol Divri Avelis Elabaninus. Okay. So Aninus believe the Chud is a king of Avelis. Maybe it's the Ika Avelis. However, one could have maintained that Misoininim is a heter, and also Gimu Yom Lebechi is a heter. It's a heter! No kiyum! Dermises. The Rav used to say, Chenevocha, that male we all have is Yeshana, that Bechir is a Kiyum. Ha'evke! That was the question that the Novi's Chaya fielded. But in Poshet Avelis, there's no Kiyum of Evke. Just give me over the Bechir, it's a heter. Is a Gemara in Shabbos that might support this. Gemara in Shabbos could be that there's no kiyum of Bechi Bechlal. It's only a heter. Listen to this Gemara. If it hadn't been such a Gemara, I wouldn't have believed it, okay? Kuf Nun Aleph. You'll see what I mean when I wouldn't have believed it. Kuf Nun Aleph Omid Beis. The Kufnun Bezim and Aleph, it's closer. Rabbi Chanina Shchivale Barte. Rabbi Chanina's daughter passed away. Lehave Kobochi Allah. He didn't cry. Omule divisu tanagolta afikes mi besoch. You think taking out of your house a door like taking a tanagolus out of the house? Something happened over here. Why are you crying? Omar law. His wife asked the question, what's with you? She said that I should also taute omula taute tichla viivra sovoloki hod yom abyechanon mishum abyesi ben ktsalta shesh de mose sholish de myofis. The Sholosh Royes. There are six crying, three are good, and three are bad. Shel Eshen, v'shel Bechi, v'shel Beis HaKisei Royes. Bechi is Avelus. Shel Sam, v'shel Schoik, v'shel Peiris Yofis, v'shel Peiris Yofis. Zoktes Vasemes on the Gemara. Divamascho Shom Bigmoro Lehave Kobochi Allah. Hagam the Kaimalom Bemoe Cotton Gimul Lebechi. Yeshloimar. The Dafka Gimul Yomim Rashoin Livkois Vlo Yeser. V'lo shiyeh chiyuv lebechi. So, there's no chiyuv, there's a kiyum, there's no kiyum. What exactly, it's only a heter, what exactly it is? No, it could be crying, it's not a chiyuv, but it could be feeling bad, it is. I don't know, what is all this, okay? What? What is it saying? I understand that. Okay.
So it's just because people have emotional connections, and even a person would take leave.
Okay, so that Ramban is not Mashal Husha Klal, but the Giri says Zavelus.
I think he's talking about Gimel Lebchi. I think he talks about.
Okay, good. You can open up if you want. There's probably over here. You think, like? Okay, the Seder. The Chuvas Radvaz. Which is very strange, is not Messiachis Bechal to this Gemara. Chile Gimel Simon Tov Kuf Nun He. Sheila Alechem Migdoli Ador Shemes Le Ben V'lo Hurilov Dimo Achas Im Zu Mida Teva Oloi. It's a Gemara. What? Rav Chanina. That's a shaila. Tshuva. Zu midu ro'o. Meire al keishi alev. V'al roye tchumas hanefesh. V'hi minis achzorius. Uderach ha-pilosofim ha-oimim ki ze ha-oilem ha-kol u-maise tatuim. Tshuva. Okay. Tshuva. What does it mean? Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, avo. One second. Yeah. Tshuva. Zu. Midro, Mir Yekushele, Grob, aber nach einem Kabel der Terra, ומקבלי התורה יש לנו להאמין ולדעת כלום הזה עניין נכבד מאוד למסתפקים ממנו קרוי למסנגים בו קשורו ובו יסיג עוד מחיילים הזה האבו ושעוס הנפש כי הוא נקרא אוי למעשה לכן אין רוי להביל עניינוב ולית לו יסרוסה ברוי הנגויסוב לסעינן על הזמן כאשר עושו רוי ומשוירים לשעינים אל רוי לסעינן ולסעבל לוקעינן על מעשוב תכסיב מה יסעינן אודום חי גבע על חטאו ובריחה ומסעבל ומרי דמויס על קריבים וכל שכן אודם קושר מידס חסידים ונביאים ואנשי מייסי ומרי על תיירס נפשוי ואכנועס ליבוי לפני קנאי ויסעינן על חטאו ויסעבל אבנויסו אשר הוי לזה סיבו ולחינם אמרו אבנויסי לכל לבוכר שלושה לבכי זין להספד, שלוש נגיעות וכו'. חן אבום אבינו, עול השולם, כסיב בי, ליספו לסולב קויסה, וחן יקב, וחן דובר המלך, ורבן כאלו, אין ליספו. אוקיי. I have one קשי. This You know, you can take his approach. Yes, what you do with the bar, say that. Okay. You want to sit between Ben and Bas, it's Brate and Bite.
Like the wife.
Yeah, whatever it is. Oh, Bas is different. Ben, that was his taina, not the Gmachais. Not getting involved in this. But I have one question over here. This whole presentation, what is he talking about? He's talking about the mitzvah avelus, or he's talking about poshut midas and how a person interacts with fatality and what it says and how he learns from it and what it means to him. Is that what he's explaining?
Sounds like the latter.
Sounds like the latter.
Doesn't mention mitzvah avelus at all.
And that's what he's saying. Gimel yom lebechi. So all I'm just trying to tell you, even if you accept the Razvaz, which offhand is turning the Gemara upside down, he's not saying that it's a Kiyum Avelus. But it doesn't mean that the Etzem Roi Alev is not a Kiyum, maybe Bechi, and Roi Alev and Miri is a different. Because Ramban says that it's Chalkei HaMitzvah. Okay? Next step. Next step is like this. It could be that not only Mechiras Halev is a mitzvah, but it's also Metzius. This is what it is, and this is a Metzius. See, we're talking about a head of cry, okay? The question, Mechiras Halev, is that what it is? Because the Ramban in Shurish Ches says the following. Avumashe kosav arav ki shtenavino bateirish nifshal minafsheinu amase aploni vaploni shiimne amaisa hu b'chal mitzlisase v'av api shalav abo bedovu hu shlilus loiminiyo kagoin hakosav lo chalti b'ini mimeno v'lo b'atrenu b'tomei v'lo yinusati meno meis v'gam balochas gedolis haidakein ואני לבוסי לידי עמיד הזייס, כי מן הנירה מדבר אביסיינו זל בתלמוד, אין מניע בתירה שלא יקרא לה בואו מן הכלל. Okay? You can't get malchus because that's like in Shelly base what Terry means. That's כמון as a תירה. זאת תירה זה. אבל אילו הוא קייץ בלאבה בו מחרסה. שנצטבינו אנחנו לאוכלוי בתערו לפני השם ובשמחו. Loi ba'aninus v'loi betumo v'loi l'seis min l'meis. So means the time of aninus, a person is melancholy. And since there's a metzias of being melancholy, therefore, he can't, therefore it's not besimcha. We don't know there's a key over here. Don't know how this fits with that and what's going on. Dini Avelis, not Dini Avelis. Okay. Next, how are we doing?
8 to 8 before 9.
What?
8 minutes before 9 right now.
Okay, good. Let me say that. Okay, I'll start this and I guess we'll have to end it. The Rambam Perek Beis of Hilchos Ovel Al Ches. V'chein kol oison שאמרו שאין מסעבן עליהם כגון הרוגי בזדן ושפור שמדרכי ציבור הנפולים והמעבד עצמו לדעס אין הכלים מטעם עליהם. So Tuma and Avedis go hand in hand. Correct? So if there's no Avedis, there's no Tuma. That's Beseda. So since it's no avelus in Arugi Bezdin, Emma Abed Asaladas, therefore there's no Tuma. Interesting is, in Teres Kohanim, there's a mute from Tuma, only by Poshim Midalke Tzibo. Ba'amov bizman she'isim mekhamaisa amov v'loi bizman she'posh midak etzibo. So I could have said that posh midak etzibo is anish. Why? Because the Rambam says in Hilchos Ovel in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud, I guess we'll stop with that or maybe go further and see if I have none there. Avo, he says like this, kol ha'poshim midalkei tzibo v'heim ho anoshim shepoku ol ha'mitzis mi'al tzavoron v'ein nechlole b'chal yisrael b'asiyis ha'mitzis u'v'chover ha'moadois v'yeshivas bote k'nesiris v'bote midroshois el ha'reheim ki b'nei chir l'atzmon ki sha'u umois v'hein ha'apikosim m'shumodi v'amrisrin kol elu Ein misablen aleihen, ela achehem v'shar koyveim loim shim levonim misatvin levonim, v'oichlin v'sheisim usmeichim. Shehari ovdu seinav shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'leim hakosuv oimer halo misanecho Hashem esno. But when he talks about Harugi Beznin, he says a whole different thing. Kol Harugi Malchus v'chulei. Avo kol Harugi Bezdin ein misabem aleihem. Avo oininin she'ein aninus ela b'leiv. Doesn't sound the same. That's very strange. He's not dancing. He's sad. But there's no avelus. So I could have said there's no kvura. I mean, there's kvura, but no tumor. There's no tumor. Why is there no tumor? Tumor goes together because I'm sad. Okay, tumor is only sad, but the Rambam seems to go tumor and the mitzvah kvura go together, which in Teres Kohanim is not necessarily muchach. Okay, I guess that should be enough time. What? Yeah, I guess that's what we want to do because we want to daven ma'ariv. Okay, say that.